It's truly a mysterious reality. It has life within itself. It's dynamic. Speaking about God's word is alive and active. It's not static. And Jesus uses this beautiful image of the sower and the seed and the soil. And they're different degrees of receptivity, which he points out according to the different way that seed lands. If it lands in good soil, on a good human heart, a heart that is attentive, a heart that is awake, a heart that is vigilant to the word, a heart that ponders the word like Mary. Mary is that perfect soil to receive the word. And she teaches us that if we ponder the word in our heart and we accept it, look at the incredible fruit that her receptivity of the word received into her life. Or look at these saints who pondered some scripture passage and it became so real to them that it released life into their heart, their mind, and to all their relationships around them. See, the word of God is alive and active and it has a mysterious reality. And the heart is like an incubator for the word. When we ponder it in our heart, life is released, energy is released. God starts to work in most incredible ways. And so it's a great analogy of grace and nature because, you know, the heart is needed, nature is needed, but then the seed has its own life. So brothers and sisters, let us pray and really hold God's word and let's see what happens.